And sisters,
弟兄姊妹早安。
We thank the Lord for another opportunity to delve into His Word this morning.
感谢主，今天早上又赐我们机会，让我们再一次来研读他的话语。
If you can turn with me, please. Today we'll be reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11.
今天我们来读马可福音第十一章。
And we will read Mark 11 verses 12 to 26.
我们读马可福音第十一章十二节到二十四节
二十六
节
Verse 12 On the next day when they had left Bethany he referring to the Lord Jesus became hungry
马可福音十一章第十二节第二天他们从伯大尼出来耶稣饿了
Seeing at a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if perhaps he would find anything on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs.
远远地看见一棵无花果树，树上有叶子，就往那里去，或者在树上可以找着什么。到了树下，竟找不着什么。不过有叶子，因为不是收无花果的时候。
He said to it, May no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples were listening.
耶稣就对树说，从今以后，永没有人吃你的果子。他的门徒也听见了。
Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple, and began to drive out those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers, and the seats of those who were selling doves.
他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子。
He would not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple.
也不许人拿着器具从店里经过。
And he began to teach and say to them, Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a robber's den.
便教训他们说经上不是记着说我的殿必成为万国祷告的殿吗你们倒使他成为贼窝了
The chief priests and the scribes heard this and began seeking how to destroy him for they were afraid of him for the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching
祭司长和文士听见这话就想法子要除灭耶稣却又怕他因为众人都稀奇他的教训
When evening came, they would go out of the city.
每天晚上，耶稣出城去。
As they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up.
早晨，他们从那里经过，看见无花果树连根都枯干了。
Being reminded, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered.
彼得想起耶稣的话来，就对他说，拉比，请看。你所咒诅的无花果树已经枯干了。
And Jesus answered, saying to them, Have faith in God.
耶稣回答说，你们当信服神。
Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him.
我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地投在海里他若心里不疑惑只信他所说的必成就就必给他成了
Therefore I say to you all things for which you pray and ask believe that you have received them and they will be granted you
所以我告诉你们凡你们祷告祈求的无论是什么只要信是得着的就必
Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions.
你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions.
你们若不饶恕人，你们在天上的父也不饶恕你们的过犯。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们到主的面前有一些祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful for this word that you have imparted to us.
主，我们感谢你赐我们的话语。
We pray that you may indeed open up the eyes of our heart to be able to behold you and this truth.
主，我们求你开我们的心眼，让我们能够在真实中看到你。
Teach us to understand the magnitude of the cursing of the fig tree.
主，来教导我们这个诅咒无花果树的教训。
So that we may indeed become a people pleasing in your sight.
所以我们能够在你眼前成为你喜悦的人。
We thank you for this time. May you bless it.
我们感谢你赐我们的时间，愿你来祝福。
And may all the glory go to Christ.
愿你所有的荣耀来归给基督。
We pray this in your Son's most holy and precious name.
我们祷告是奉你儿子圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So when I was in elementary school, one of my favorite parts of the day was right after gym class.
我上小学的时候，我最喜欢的时间是下体育课之后。
Because every time we came back from the gym, our teacher would have these fresh cookies waiting for us in the classroom.
因为每次体育课之后回到教室，老师就有那些新烤好的饼干等着我们。
And these were not just any ordinary store-bought cookies.
那个不是普通的饼干。
They were the gooeyest, warmest, most delicious chocolate chip cookies you can imagine.
那是你能够想象到的最可口的巧克力饼干。
And I remember one particular day after gym, I was very excited to have one again.
我记得有一次下了体育课之后，我非常兴奋地来等着这个饼干。
So I rushed back to the classroom, and then the teacher brought out the tray.
所以我跑回教室，老师就拿出了一盘饼干。
And giving it no second thought, I went up, I grabbed the cookie, and I took a big bite.
我跑到前面抓了一个，就放到嘴巴里面大咬了一口。
But in that moment, a great tragedy occurs.
但是那一刻，非常悲惨的一幕出现了。
Because to my horror, there were no chocolate chips.
因为那里面不是巧克力的饼干。
They were raisins.
那是葡萄饼干。
And the teacher explained that she had to switch to raisin cookies because they were healthier.
老师说她必须把这个成分换一下，因为葡萄更加健康。
Now, brothers and sisters, it's hard to describe the level of disappointment my younger self felt in that moment.
弟兄姊妹，现在很难描述那个小时候我所经历的那个失望的程度。
I thought I was biting into exactly what I had been looking forward to.
我想象我咬到的是我渴望的那个巧克力饼干。
Only to discover that it was something completely different.
但是等我咬了之后才发现它是完全彻底不同的一种饼干。
Now, of course, this is a trivial example from my childhood.
当然这是来自我儿时的一个非常小的例子。
But that same idea of false appearance.
但是有一个相同的点就是虚假的外表。
Of something looking promising on the outside, but failing to deliver what was expected.
外表看起来非常令人想望，但是实质却不然。
This connects directly to the passage we looked at in Mark chapter 11 of Jesus cursing the fig tree.
这一点与我们今天要看的马可福音第十一章的十二到二十六节，耶稣咒诅无花果树的故事一模一样。
And this story is a very controversial story.
这个故事是一个非常有争议的故事。
Because many people are puzzled by why the Lord Jesus would treat this fig tree so harshly.
因为很多人不明白为什么主耶稣对待一棵无花果树这样子来对待一棵无花果树。
Because why would the one who is full of patience, grace, love, and compassion curse this inanimate fig tree to never bear fruit again?
为什么一个如此有慈爱恩典的耶稣他会来咒诅一棵不结果的无花果树。
And so it almost seems surprising, perhaps even unsettling at first glance.
所以我们初看这一段的时候，我们非常的不理解。
Now I remember having the same reaction when I read this account for the first time myself.
我记得我第一次读这一段的时候，也非常的不理解。
But we know that our Lord never acts without purpose.
我们知道我们主做事情从来不是没有目的的。
And every action of Christ carries meaning.
主每一个的动作都有它的意义。
And every story recorded in Scripture is there intentionally for our instruction.
圣经上记载的每一个故事都是与我们有益的。
And so Lord willing, this morning we will explore why the Lord Jesus curses this fig tree.
所以今天早上我们一起来看为什么主耶稣要咒诅这一棵无花果树。
And by His grace, that we can understand why this passage is one we ought to take seriously and take to heart.
透过他的恩典，愿意我们能够明白这一个教训。
And so to properly understand this event recorded in Mark, I think it's helpful to recognize a literary technique that Mark often uses.
为了明白这一段的经文，我想，我们可以来看一下马可写作的特点。And
scholars commonly refer to this as the Markan sandwich.
学者常常把马可福音记载的这一段的结构，比喻成马可三明治。And
this is a method where Mark begins one story, interrupts it with another story in the middle, and then returns to finish the original story.
这个结构就是马可从一个故事开始，中间插入另一个故事，然后用第三个故事来结尾。And
the purpose of the structure is intentional.
这个结构是有它明显的目的的。And
because the inner story helps explain the outer story.
因为中间的这一个故事帮助来解释两边的故事。
And then the outer story also sheds light on the inner story.
外面层的这两个故事也来说明中间的这个故事。
And so they are meant to be interpreted together.
所以他们本来就是来说明同一件事情的。
And so to remind us in this passage that we just read, Mark first records the Lord's interaction with this fig tree.
所以为了帮助我们理解，圣经上面首先记载了耶稣和这棵无花果树之间的故事。
And then the story shifts to the Lord cleansing the temple.
然后这个故事延展到耶稣洁净圣殿。
And then it finally returns to the fig tree once again.
最后又回到这棵无花果树。
And so this is not accidental.
这个并不是偶然发生的。
Mark is inviting us to see the connection between these events.
马可邀请我们来看这三个事件的相关联。
And so with that in mind, let us consider how this fig tree and the temple together reveal the lesson Jesus intends to teach.
所以我们来看这个无花果树和圣殿一起，耶稣来用无花果和圣殿一起来给我们的教训。
And so the story begins with the Lord on the way to Jerusalem.
所以这个故事开始于耶稣去到耶路撒冷的路上。
And then along the way, he becomes hungry, and he notices a fig tree in the distance.
在路上他觉得饿了，他看到有一棵无花果树。
Now Mark tells us that it was not the season for figs.
马可说到，这个时候不是收无花果的季节。
But at that time, small figs would sometimes appear before the main harvest, and it was considered a delicacy.
但是那个时候，在无花果树上会有一些小的、很小的这个果子，是非常可口的、甜美的。And
what makes this significant is that the tree already had leaves.
更重要的是，这个时候这个树已经长满了叶子。Because
normally on a fig tree, the appearance of leaves indicates that fruit should be present.
因为通常无花果树的叶子说明这棵无花果树有果子。
Since figs typically begin to form before or alongside these leaves.
因为这个无花果树的果子通常是在叶子之前或者和叶子一起发生。
In other words, the tree gave every outward sign of fruitfulness.
所以用另外一个解释说，这个时候这个长满叶子的无花果树是显示出它有果子的。
Yet when the Lord approached it, he found nothing.
当主到无花果树前，什么也没有找着。
This tree advertised fruitfulness, but in reality, it was barren.
这棵树外表看起来结满了果子，但是实际上却是毫无果实。
And this is precisely what raises the seriousness of the moment.
这就说到了一个很严重的一个很严肃的话题。
Not merely the absence of fruit, but the deception of appearing fruitful while producing nothing.
不单单是因为这一棵无花果树没有果子，更是因为它长满叶子的这个令人这个长满叶子的假象。
And the presence of the fig tree itself is significant. The fig tree, being a fig tree itself, is significant.
无花果树的本身也是非常的重要。
And because throughout Scripture, the spiritual condition of Israel is often compared to a fig tree.
因为在圣经的记载当中，通常用无花果树来比喻以色列的光景。
For example, it says this in Hosea chapter 9, verse 10.
比方说在何西阿书的第九章第十节。
It says, I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your forefathers as the earliest fruit on a fig tree in its season.
何西阿书第九章的第十节，主说，我遇见以色列如葡萄在旷野，我看见你们的列祖无花果树上，如无花果树上春季初熟的果子。
And likewise, in reference to Israel, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 13 says this.
同样，在耶利米书第八章的第十三节说道。
It says, I will surely snatch them away, declares the Lord. There will be no grapes on a vine, and no figs on a fig tree, and the leaf will wither.
耶和华说，我必使他们全然灭绝。葡萄树上必没有葡萄，无花果树上必没有果子，叶子也必枯干，我所赐给他们的也必离开他们去。
And so it's very clear that when Israel pleased God, there was fruit.
所以当以色列令神喜悦的时候，他们是结果子的。
And when Israel turned away from him, the fruit was absent.
当以色列人背逆神的时候，他们是没有果子的。
And so when the Lord Jesus comes near this fig tree and examines it closely, he finds no figs at all.
所以当主耶稣来到这棵无花果树前来查看果子的时候，主耶稣没有看见任何的果子。
Though it appeared healthy from a distance, it proved to be barren upon closer inspection.
虽然远处从外表看它是健康的，它是有果实的，但是近前查看的时候却毫无果实。
And that is when the Lord curses the tree, saying, May no one ever eat fruit from you again.
这就是为什么主那个时候要咒诅这棵无花果树，这棵无花果树说，以后再没有人吃你的果子。
Earlier this year, Phoebe and I, we traveled to Italy.
今年早些时候，我和 Phoebe 去了意大利。
And we stayed at this farmhouse that was surrounded by these acres of massive olive trees. So not fig trees, olive trees.
我们到了一个地方，它的周围是广阔的橄榄树。
And some of these trees were truly remarkable, having produced olive oil for over 2,000 years.
这些无花果树两千年来一直都长，这些橄榄树两千年来一直长橄榄。
But during our stay, we've learned from the locals that in recent years, some of these trees had contracted a disease.
我们在那个地方的时候，当地的人告诉我们，这两年这些树感染了一种虫害。
And this disease caused them to lose the ability to bear olives.
这个虫害就使得这些橄榄树这几年都没有办法结橄榄。
And not only that, but this disease could also spread and infect the surrounding trees.
而且不仅是这样，这个病虫害还可以传染到它周围的橄榄树。
And so as a result, the farmers were often left with no choice but to remove the diseased trees altogether.
所以这些橄榄树农没有办法，就砍掉了这些有病虫害的橄榄树。
And so that image brings to mind a parable that the Lord tells us in Luke 13, if you want to turn with me there.
这个让我想起路加福音第十三章的一个记载，如果大家可以的话，翻到路加福音的第十三章。
It says, starting in Luke 13, verse 6, And he began telling this parable, a man had a fig tree which had been planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and did not find any.
路加福音十三章的第六节，于是用比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里，他来到树前找果子，却找不着。
And he said to the vineyard keeper, Behold, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree without finding any. Cut it down. Why does it even use up the ground?
就对管园的说，看哪，我这三年来到这无花果树前找果子，竟找不着，把它砍了吧，何必白占地土。
And he answered and said to him, Let it alone, sir, for this year too, until I dig around it and put in fertilizer.
管园的说，主啊，今年且留着，等我周围掘开土，加上粪。
And if it bears fruit next year, fine, but if not, cut it down.
以后若结果子便罢，不然再把它砍了。
Brothers and sisters, there is a day of reckoning for fruitlessness.
弟兄姊妹，不结果子是有一天会受到审判的。
Yet in this parable, we see the patience and mercy of the Lord.
在这个比喻当中，我们看到主的耐心。
He gives opportunity after opportunity for fruit to be born.
他一次又一次的给我们结果子的机会。
And he is long-suffering and gracious.
他是恒久忍耐有恩典的。
But this warning remains.
但是这个警告仍旧在这里。
If a tree ultimately fails to bear fruit, judgment will come.
如果一棵树不结果子，审判会临到。
And so we now come to the middle portion of this Mark and sandwich.
所以我们来到这个马可三明治的中间这一部分。
And this is where Mark reveals the spiritual fruitlessness of Israel between the two references to the fig tree.
这里马可讲到这个不结果的属灵意义。
So the Lord Jesus enters the temple in Jerusalem.
主耶稣来到耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And we know that the temple is the very center and symbol of religious life in Israel.
我们知道这个圣殿在以色列人的生活当中是处于核心地位的。
But instead of finding sincere worship and devotion to God, he finds people engaged in commerce.
但是在这个圣殿当中，主所看见的不是那些敬虔敬拜神的人，而是发现了那些做生意的商人。
He sees people buying and selling within the temple courts.
他看到人们在这个神的殿中买卖敬拜的物品。
He sees money changers at their tables and merchants selling doves.
他看到兑换银钱的人，看到这个买卖鸽子的人。
I think to better understand this story, we should understand where it was taking place on the temple court.
我想为了更好的来理解这一段，我们应该来看这个圣殿所在的地方。
So this occurs in an area of the temple complex known as the Court of the Gentiles.
这个故事发生的地方是在外邦人院，在这个外院。
And this was the outer court where non-Jews were permitted to come and seek the God of Israel.
这个地方是外邦人来到圣殿当中来敬拜神、寻找神的地方。
And this was an enormous space.
这是一个非常非常大的一个地方。
So if you do the math, it's roughly the size of 12 soccer fields.
它相当于12个足球场那么大，就有那么大。
Or if you don't play soccer, it's about 27 Manhattan city blocks.
如果你不打不踢足球，那么用另外一个比喻，就是有27个这个曼哈顿的这个街区这么大。
Now there are practical reasons why commerce developed there.
这个是有它的现实这个外邦院的设置有它的现实意义，有它的实用意义。
And so pilgrims often travel from distant lands to celebrate Passover in Jerusalem.
敬拜的人从很远处来到耶路撒冷敬拜。
And so many could not reasonably carry these sacrificial animals such long distances.
很多人不可能将他们贡献的祭物 这样长途从远方带来。
And so they would purchase them upon arrival at the temple.
所以他们来了之后，在圣殿里面来购买。
And in addition, the currency that they carried was often not accepted in Jerusalem.
而且他们所从远处带来的货币通常是不在这个圣殿当中被接受的。
So just like when we travel and we have to exchange our dollars for the local currency when we travel abroad, it was the same thing. They needed to exchange their money to the local currency.
就像我们出国旅行，我们到另外一个国家需要更换那个国家的货币一样，在这里远方来敬拜的人，他们也需要将他们所带的钱币换成圣殿所能接受的钱币。
And that's why the money changers were there.
这就是为什么兑换银钱的人在那里。
But this system had become corrupt.
但是整个这个系统败坏了。
The animals were sold at these inflated prices because worshippers had a little choice.
这些在圣殿里卖出来的作为祭物的动物价格飞涨。
And the money changers often impose these very excessive exchange rates.
这些兑换银钱的人也将这个兑换的比例升得非常高。
And so what should have aided worship had instead become an opportunity for exploitation.
所以本来是一个来帮助人敬拜的一件事情变成了人来获利的机会。
And so this is why the Lord declares that these people have turned God's house into a den of robbers.
这就是为什么主耶稣在那里训斥说他们将万国敬拜的殿变成了贼窝。
When it was meant to be a house of prayer for all nations.
那本来是一个万国敬拜的殿。
And so this phrase, house of prayer for all nations, it comes from Isaiah 56.
万国敬拜的殿是从以赛亚书当中出来的。
And in Isaiah 56, God reveals his intention that Israel would be a light to all the nations.
在以赛亚书56章当中，神说以色列人要成为万民的光，万民的灯。
That through Israel's faithful worship, that the nations themselves would come to know and worship the Lord.
通过以色列人的信忠实，他们能够让万国都来仰望这一位神。
And so Isaiah says that the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, they should minister to him and love the name of the Lord and be his servants.
所以以赛亚书五十六章。
哦、oh, ，verse six。
五十六章第六节里面说到，还有那些与耶和华联合的外邦人要侍奉他，要爱耶和华的名。
And so, brothers and sisters, do you see the tragedy here?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到了这个地方悲剧的所在吗？
This very place designed to welcome the nations into prayer has become filled with greed and distraction.
这个本是要让万民万国来敬拜神的地方，竟然充斥了这个贪婪。
And from a distance, the temple still looked very vibrant.
从远处看，这个圣殿仍旧是非常有活力的。
A crowd filled the courts.
院中充满了人。
Sacrifices and offerings were being made.
祭物和献物都被献上了。
It was like the leaves on the fig tree.
就好像那无花果树上的叶子。
An outward appearance that gave the impression of life and fruitfulness.
外表显示出了有生命、有果实。
But when the Lord arrived, there was no true fruit to be found.
但是主走进去的时候，里面却没有真的果实。
You know, the other day I was watching a video of someone going undercover and visiting several mega churches known for the prosperity gospel.
有一天我在网上看到了这样一个视频，有人就是伪装进去一个mega church 看他们的敬拜的情况。
So Phoebe's actually very uncomfortable watching it, but I was too invested, so I kept watching.
Phoebe 很看这个她非常的不自在，但是我需要看。
Now on the surface, everything appeared right.
表面上来看，一切都是对的。
You know, they had Bibles on every chair.
他们每一个桌上，每一个凳子上都有圣经。
They had crosses plastered all over the walls.
他们 周围的墙上布满了十字架。
And then the pastor was on stage and he kept repeating, God is good, God is good.
这个传道人在台上不停地说, 神是善的,
Yet, the true emphasis was not worship.
但是这个重点却不在这个敬拜上面。
The focus was on persuading people to give money in hopes of receiving earthly blessings in return.
他这里强调的是让人来献出钱财，让他们能够得到地上的繁荣。
There were many leaves, but no fruit.
在这里我们看到非常多的叶子，但是没有果子。
And so in righteous anger, the Lord Jesus drives the merchants out.
所以在这里耶稣他赶出了所有做买卖的人。
He overturns the tables of the money changers.
他推倒了兑换银钱人的桌子。
And he refuses to allow merchandise to continue passing through the temple courts.
他也不让这些人在圣殿当中走动。
So if we remind ourselves of how big this court is,
如果我们来想象一下这个外邦人院有多么的大,
consider the authority and the power displayed here.
来想一下在这个地方所显示出来的权柄。
That one man could bring such widespread unrighteousness to a halt.
仅一个人就可以把这样子的公义带到这么大的地方。
But how did the chief priests and scribes respond?
那么文士和法利赛人的反应是什么呢?
Were they grieved by the corruption that had been going on?
他们为这个地方的败坏而心怀悲伤吗?
Were they thankful that the Lord was restoring reverence to the house of God?
他们感谢主耶稣来到这里来恢复神敬拜的殿应有的形象吗?
No.
不是的。
Because the religious leaders did not truly know the heart of God.
因为文士和法利赛人他们没有真正知道神的心。
They possessed the kind of religious zeal.
他们有这个宗教的追求。
But it was not zeal for the Father's house.
但是却不是对着神的殿的热心。
It was a zeal for preserving a religious system that had the appearance of worship while lacking its reality.
那是一个来保存仅有这个宗教外壳的殿的这个热心，而不是对神他自己的热心。
And so, brothers and sisters, as we read this passage, my burden is for us to consider whether we are truly bearing spiritual fruit or not.
所以当我来读这一段的时候，我的问题是我们是否真正的 结果子,
Are we merely displaying leaves?
我们是不是仅仅只展示出了叶子?
Now, we may be doing all the right Christian things outwardly.
也许从外面来看,我们做了一切基督徒当做的事情。
Yet even these things can become mere leaves if they do not come from a worshipful heart.
而且就是这些事情可能仅仅只是无花果树上的叶子,不是
Do we only show up when we are assigned to serve?
我们是不是当我们被安排服侍的时候才出现在教会?
But then otherwise remain disengaged from fellowshipping with the Lord and His body.
除此之外,我们并不通过聚会和敬拜来与主亲近。
Do we choose and sing the same songs week after week without truly seeking the leading of the Holy Spirit?
我们是不是一周又一周地唱同一首诗歌,却没有关注那首诗歌里面所唱到的那位神?
Do we repeat the same phrases in our prayers without genuinely communing with the Lord?
我们在祷告的时候,是不是反反复复地说同一句话,而不是在心灵当中真正地寻求神?
It is possible and honestly very easy to maintain the appearance of spirituality while lacking the substance.
我们保持外面的这个敬虔的外表,而里面却缺少真实的敬拜,是非常常见的一种现象。
So therefore, let us beware of falling into empty religion.
所以让我们警醒不要落到那个宗教的形式里面。
Our God does not look for activity or routine or outward performance.
我们的主并不是来看这些活动,看这些外面的表演。
So do we remember what the Lord Jesus tells the woman at the well in John chapter 4?
我们还记得约翰福音第四章主耶稣对井边的那个妇人所说的话吗？
And so this woman thought of worship as this external action.
在那里，那个妇人以为敬拜是一个在外面的形式。
That it's an action tied to a physical location.
是一种要和现实的这个地点连接的一种形式。
So whether on a mountain or whether in Jerusalem.
或者是在山顶上，或者是在耶路撒冷。
But our Lord Jesus says in verses 23-24 that the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第四章第二十三节的时候说，时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
And so what does worshiping in spirit and truth entail?
所以在心灵和诚实里敬拜到底是一种什么样的敬拜？
It means that when we worship, it is not about who we are, but who he is.
那个是在强调说，我们在敬拜的时候并不看重我们是谁，而是在看重神是谁。
It means when we worship, it is not about what we do, but what God has done.
我们在敬拜的时候不在乎我们做了什么，而在乎神他已经做成了什么。
It means that when we worship, it is not for us to feel good in a moment, but for God to be exalted now and forevermore.
祷告并不是让我们自己的身体感觉舒服，而是让神的名得到高举。
Brothers and sisters, do external factors affect your worship?
弟兄姊妹，我们的里面与我们的祷告非常有关系。
Now, do external factors affect your worship?
弟兄姊妹，外面的这个形式是否影响到里面的祷告？
It does not matter who is around you.
并不在乎你周遭有什么人。
Or where you are.
并不在乎你在哪里。
Or what day of the week it is.
并不在乎今日是这周的哪一日。
Or what the format of the meeting is.
并不在乎这个聚会的形式如何。
Our God does not change.
我们的神是不改变的。
He is always due our worship.
他永远值得我们的敬拜。
Now, a story I found touching was the background behind a song we often sing at these conferences.
这里我跟大家分享一个我在退休会上所听到的一个故事。
Or the younger conference, or the youth conferences. It's called Heart of Worship.
这个故事这个故事的名字叫做敬拜的中心。
And the songwriter, his name is Matt Redman.
这个写这首诗歌的人的名字叫 Matt Redman.
And so some of you may know, you know, his very well-known song. He wrote 10,000 Reasons. So I don't know what Chinese is.
年轻的弟兄姊妹可能非常熟悉词作者，因为他写了一首非常著名的一万个理由。
And then this song, 10,000 Reasons, was actually one of the first songs that drew my mom to the faith.
这个诗歌一万个理由实际上是感动我的母亲信主的一首诗歌。
But that's a tangent. So back in the 1990s, Redman served as a musical worship leader at his church in England.
90年代的时候Matt Redman 在一个教会里面做这个音乐侍奉的这个事工。
And around that time, the church had moved into a new building, and they heavily invested in these modern, you know, tech systems.
那个时候他们的教会搬到了一个新的会所，那个时候整个教会在这个音乐侍奉上面有巨大的投资。
And so they had the most modern sound systems, they had the most high-end instruments.
他们有最先进的这个音响设备。
And outwardly, everything looked very impressive.
从外面来看，非常非常的让人惊叹羡慕。
But Redman began to notice something very troubling.
但是 Redman 很快发现了一个让他困扰的事情。
Because despite all the production and musical excellence, this worship had become very spiritually dry.
尽管音乐美妙， 但是敬拜显得非常的枯干。
So people were beginning to treat worship like a concert or a performance.
来聚会的弟兄姊妹很快就把这个敬拜当做了一个像去音乐会一样的事情。
This reminds me, last week during ECCC's Singspiration, there was a younger brother at Elmhurst who prayed that Singspiration would not be a karaoke session.
所以这让我想起我们上一周在 ECCC 退休会的时候，一位弟兄祷告当中说，希望这个 Singspiration 不要成为祷告的中心，这个歌的本身不要成为祷告的中心。
不要变成
卡拉 OK。
So recognizing this, Matt Redman's, the church leadership, the responsible elders, they made a radical decision.
所以这一个Redman 弟兄所在的这个教会的负责的弟兄做了一个非常非常极端的举措。
So they removed all the instruments.
他们把所有的音响设备全部都挪开了。
And they shut off all the sound systems and stripped away any.Production element of the meeting.
他们把这个敬拜当中所有的这个舞台效果的这一部分全部都去除了。
And at first, the silence felt very awkward during the meetings.
刚开始的时候，唱诗的时候的这个宁静，这个安静是让人感到非常尴尬。
But over time, something beautiful began to happen.
但是慢慢的，美妙的事情发生了。
The congregation slowly broke into simple a cappella singing.
这个敬拜慢慢的成为了这个无伴奏的合唱。
And there was heartfelt prayer and genuine expressions of worship.
慢慢的有了发自内心的真实的祷告。
And without all these external distractions, people began encountering God in a fresh and sincere way.
没有外面的这些外面形式的这些搅扰。弟兄姊妹开始有了真实的敬拜。
And so it was out of that experience that Redman wrote The Heart of Worship as a reminder of what worship is truly about.
所以就是通过那一个经历 ,Redman 弟兄写出了敬拜的中心的这首歌。
And so I like to read the first verse and chorus.
我想来读一下他写的这首诗歌的第一节
It says, when the music fades and all is stripped away.
这里唱到当音乐淡去我卸下一切
And I simply come longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart.
来到你的面前渴望能献上能称颂你心无价的礼物
It says, I'll bring you more than a song for a song in itself is not what you have required.
我想献上的不只是歌。
You search much deeper within through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. Yes, the first, first verse, end of the first verse. So basically, God is looking into our heart.
因为意境词穷，那并非你的所求。
And so he says, I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
我要回到敬拜的真谛，因为敬拜为你，全是为你，耶稣。
He says, I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
他说到，请赦免我所做错的一切，因为敬拜为你，全是为你，耶稣。
And so David understood this truth as well.
所以大卫也明白这首诗歌的意思。
Consider what he says in Psalm chapter 40. In Psalm 40.
我们翻到诗篇的第四十篇。
In Psalm 40 verses 6 to 8 he says, Sacrifice and meal offering you have not desired, my ears you have opened, burnt offering and sin offering you have not required.
诗篇四十章第六节祭物和礼物你不喜悦。你已经开通我的耳朵，燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。
Then I said, Behold, I come, in the scroll of the book it is written of me.
那时我说，看哪，我来了，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
I delight to do your will, O my God, Your law is within my heart.
我的神啊, 我乐意照你的旨意行, 你的律法在我心里。
So David understood that true worship was never merely about these external acts like sacrifices and offerings.
所以这里大卫知道敬拜的真谛并不在于外面所献的燔祭赎罪祭。
So those things in themselves were never the ultimate goal.
外面的事物永远不是主所要的。
True worship comes from within.
真正的敬拜来自于里面。
It flows from a heart that knows the Lord.
从我们的里面发出, 从我们真正认识神发出,
that listens to His voice.
听他的声音,
that delights in obedience.
他喜悦我们的顺服,
and treasures His will.
他愿意我们遵行他的旨意。
And so we go back to the story, and the next day, the Lord Jesus and His disciples pass by the same tree again.
我们回到这个故事, 第二天, 主耶稣和他的门徒又一次经过这一棵无花果树。
And it is recorded that it has completely withered from the roots up.
这里记载到那棵无花果树从根开始全部都枯干了。
And what once appeared full of life outwardly is now exposed for what it truly is.
那个之前显现出满结果子的无花果树现在把它的真实状况显在人的面前。
And so the judgment reached all the way to the core.
所以最终的审判从根开始。
Now, many people believe that the withering of the fig tree served as this prophecy of what would later happen to the temple in Jerusalem.
所以说到这个发生在无花果树上的事情最终也要发生在耶路撒冷的这个圣殿的身上。
We know that not long after, this temple was completely destroyed by the Romans.
我们知道在马可福音记载的这个故事之后不久,这个圣殿就被罗马人彻底的毁灭了。Brothers
and sisters, this is a reminder that we need to bear true fruit because only true fruit has eternal value.
弟兄姊妹,这里在提醒我们,我们要结真的果子,因为只有真的果子能够到永远。Anything
else will eventually pass away.
所有其他都会过去。And
so then how do we bear fruit?
那么我们怎么样结果子?
Now, at first glance, after the disciples witnessed the withering of the fig tree,
当门徒发现这个无花果树枯干,
the words that the Lord speaks immediately after seems like it's disconnected from the event.
主的回答好像和这个整个故事有一点脱节。
But when we look more carefully, we begin to see that his response is deeply connected to fruitfulness.
但是当我们仔细来看的时候, 我们会发现主的话语深深地与这个属灵的含义连结。
First, the Lord tells us to have faith in God.
首先,主告诉我们, 信服神。
Now, this is foundational to bearing fruit.
这个是我们结果子的根基。
If we rely on our own strength or our wisdom or our abilities, we will ultimately remain fruitless.
如果我们依靠自己的聪明才干, 最后我们仍旧会不结果子。
And true fruit can only come from a genuine relationship with the Lord.
果子只会从与主基督耶稣真实的关系当中 发生出来。
We can turn to that well-known passage in John chapter 15.
我们可以 翻到那个大家所熟知的约翰福音的第15章。
And 4 and 5 says, Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. So neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
约翰福音第15章第4节, 你们要常在我里面,我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上,自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面,也是这样。我是葡萄树,你们是枝子。常在我里面的,我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子。因为离了我,你们就什么不能做。
And brothers and sisters, notice this striking contrast in verse 5.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看到这个第五节的这个对比。
The difference in outcomes is not merely a little fruit versus more fruit.
这个不是很少的果子和很多的果子之间的比较。
It is the difference between bearing much fruit and bearing nothing at all.
而是多结果子和完全不结果子的比较。
Now everything depends upon whether or not we abide in Christ.
这一切都取决于我们是否住在主的里面。
When we truly abide in Christ, fruitfulness is the natural result.
当我们住在主的里面，多结果子是它自然的表现。
Or in other words, we can say that it's impossible to not bear fruit if we abide in Him.
或者用另外一个方式表达说，如果我们住在主的里面，绝对不可能我们不结果子。
A branch connected to a living vine cannot help but receive life from it.
一个接在无花果接在葡萄树上的枝子不可能不从这个葡萄树上得到生命。
Now we are familiar with the fruit of the spirit listed in Galatians 5:22-23.
我们也知道加拉太书里面所说到的这个属灵的果子。
Now love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Galatians 5:22.
加拉太书第五章第二十二节提到的这个圣灵的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
None of these qualities can be genuinely produced and sustained if we live according to our flesh.
所有的这一切，如果我们是靠着我们自己的肉身存活，是绝对不可能得到的。
But when we abide in Christ, when we walk closely with Him,
当我们住在主里面，密切的与他同行
，we trust Him and depend upon Him.
我们信服他，我们倚靠他。
The Spirit produces this fruit in our lives.
圣灵就会在我们的生命当中结出这样的果子。
Second, bearing fruit involves prayer.
第二点，我们要结果子，就需要祷告。
The Lord says in verse 23, Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes all that what he says is going to happen,It will be granted him.
这里主说到
Mark 11:23.
二十三节，我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
And 24 says, Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you.
所以我告诉你们。凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Brothers and sisters, faithful prayer has the power to move mountains.
弟兄姊妹，满有信心的祷告是有挪山的能力的。
How do we recognize a prayer of faith? How do we recognize a prayer of faith?
我们怎么样知道是一个有信心的祷告？
The Lord says that we pray believing as though we have already received what we asked for.
主在这里说到，你若信是得着的，就必得着。
Now, I want to be careful. This is not a promise that God grants every earthly desire that we ask for.
这里我要提醒的是，主在这里所说的祷告能得着的，并不是我们这些属地的愿望。
But it's a call to pray with genuine faith and confidence in God's will and power.
这里所强调的是我们怀着对神所示的确信这样的一种祷告。
Now, I remember a couple of weeks ago, Brother Han was sharing in his announcement that we had not received the finalized contract for the East Coast Christian Conference.
我记得前几周前，韩弟兄在这里跟大家报告说 ,ECCC 的退休会已经临近，但是我们仍旧没有完成跟大学所签的合同。
And yet he encouraged us to pray as though the Lord had already prepared the way and the contract was already in place.
但是韩弟兄在那里鼓励大家说，让大家继续祷告，就好像我们已经拿到了这个合同一样。
And I think if I'm not mistaken, we got the contract the week of the conference.
如果我没有讲错的话，我们实际上是在这个退休会后一周才完成这个合同。
I thank the Lord, did we not have such a blessed conference last weekend?
感谢主，上一周的退休会，我们是如此的蒙福。
Now, when we first begin our walk with God, many of us feel like we don't know how to pray.
当我们刚刚蒙恩信主的时候，我们很多人都不知道该怎样祷告。
Now, often our prayers revolve around personal success or comfort or asking for our problems to disappear.
当我们那些为着自己的成功，为着自己的这个物质环境的改变祷告慢慢消去的时候。
But as we mature in the faith, we begin to realize that prayer is far more than presenting our list of demands before God.
所以当我们慢慢生命成长，我们知道祷告绝不是一个为我们自己所想要东西的对着主的清单。
Prayer becomes less about bending God to our will.
我们的祷告变成了更少来要求神成就我们所想要的。
It becomes more about surrendering ourselves to His.
更多的，我们祷告，我们的自己能够更多顺服神。
Now, sometimes we wonder why certain prayers seem unanswered.
很多时候，我们不明白为什么有一些祷告不蒙垂听，没有成就。
But we must remember that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him and to those who are called according to His purpose.
但是我们要知道，神叫万事相互效力，就是奉他的名被召的人。
And so the question is not merely what do I want.
所以问题不在于我们想要什么。
But it should be, am I praying according to God's will?
而在于我的祷告是否符合神的心意。
His will always be wiser and greater and more loving than our own.
他的旨意永远比我们的更加有智慧。
And so we should desire for His purposes to come to pass above all else.
所以我们应该来寻求他的旨意。
And at the same time, we should never limit God by the boundaries of our imagination.
另外一点，我们也不要用我们自己的想象来限制神的能力。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, To him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask and think.
以弗所书第三章的第二十节说到，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Now, I think we often reduce prayer to what seems reasonable to us.
很多时候我们把那个祷告把它淡化成了我们觉得有可能实现的事情。
But brothers and sisters, let's open our hearts to the infinite power and wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，让我们敞开我们的心，来向着那个神的无尽的全能。
So at the same time, we need to be careful not to turn prayer itself into another form of outward religion.
另外有一点需要注意的就是，我们不要把祷告变成一种形式。
Now, I don't think we have time to read this, but Matthew 6, the Lord warns about those hypocrites who like to pray out in public for people to see.
在马太福音里面，马太福音第六章里面说到这个文士法利赛人他们的假冒伪善的祷告。
And so prayer is not about sounding spiritual before others.
祷告并不是在众人面前显得你更属灵。
It's not about eloquence or repetition or performance.
并不在乎你文字的优美。
True prayer flows from a genuine faith and communion with the Lord.
真正的祷告源自于你与神的连结。
I remember a few weeks back, there was a sister who prayed a very touching prayer during the Lord's table.
我记得几个星期以前，有一位姊妹在拨饼的时候有一个非常感人的祷告。
And I'm paraphrasing here, but you know, she said that she knows she usually stumbles with her words.
我在这里就是来重复他的话，他说他很多时候不知道用什么样的言语来祷告。
But in that moment, all she wanted to do was to give the praise to the Lord for what he has done.
但是那一刻他所想要做的就是来向神表达他的感恩。
It was such a simple prayer.
是非常简单的一个祷告。
But what a testimony.
但是这是一个何等的见证。
What a prayer that produced fruit.
这是一个何等的能够结出果子的祷告。
So brothers and sisters, true fruit grows out of a life that is dependent upon God and surrender to His will marked by prayer.
所以一个结果子的生命是源于一个单纯依靠主与主连结的生命。
When we genuinely pray to the Lord in faith, He produces in us the fruit that He desires.
当我们与主连结的时候，当我们在与主连结当中向主祷告的时候，他就透过圣灵在我们身上结出生命的果子。
And so third, the Lord connects the living fruitful faith with forgiveness.
最后一点也是说到我们在祷告的时候，祷告和原谅的关系，饶恕的关系。
He says in 25, Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions.
所以在这里他说到，你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。你们若不饶恕人，你们在天上的父也不饶恕你们的过犯。
Brothers and sisters, is there someone in your life whom you have not forgiven?
弟兄姊妹，在你的生命当中，是否有一个人你还未曾饶恕？
It may be that unresolved bitterness and unforgiveness are hindering the fruit that God desires to produce in you.
有可能就是这个没有饶恕，这个没有饶恕带来的苦毒，影响了这个生命果子的成长。
You know, in Matthew 5, the Lord says that when we're presenting our offering at the altar, if there's someone who has something against us, that we need to leave the offering and go first be reconciled, and then we can come back and present our offering.
马太福音里面，马太福音第五章里面说到。
23-24
你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后再来献礼物。
So notice how seriously the Lord takes reconciliation and forgiveness.
所以在这里我们看到主是何等的看重这个和好。
He considers these restored relationships so important that he tells us to seek reconciliation even before presenting our worship to God.
主如此的强调这个和好的重要，他说到在我们去献祭之前要与人和好。
Why is forgiveness so essential to spiritual fruitfulness?
为什么这个饶恕在我们属灵结果子的这个问题上如此的核心重要？
Because when we refuse to forgive others, we lose sight of how much we ourselves have been forgiven.
因为当我们不饶恕人的时候，我们就看不见主是怎样的全然饶恕了我们。
The Lord Jesus gave His own life to forgive every sin we have committed and every sin we will ever commit.
主基督耶稣用他的死来饶恕了我们所犯的所有的罪恶和过犯。
And when we struggle to forgive those who have wronged us,
当我们难以来饶恕人的时候，
May God open our eyes afresh to the depth of our own sin.And to His immeasurable mercy, He has shown us through Christ.
让我们打开里面的眼睛，看到主是如何透过十字架上的死和流血饶恕我们的。
And so, brothers and sisters, please remember this.
所以弟兄姊妹，请牢记这一点。
Forgiven people forgive people.
那些被饶恕的必饶恕人。
Not because we are naturally righteous or merciful.
并不是我们天然的就正义就怜悯，
But because the righteousness and mercy of God are at work within us.
而是主的公义和怜悯在我们的里面。
And when a heart that is softened by grace and freed from bitterness,
当我们的心被主的宽容来柔软的时候，
This heart becomes fertile ground for true spiritual fruit to grow.
这一颗心就成为能结果子的好的土壤。
So my prayer today is that the Lord will give us a deeper understanding of this passage we have read.
所以我今天的祷告是主能够借着 这一段来让我们理解他的心意。
And though the Lord's cursing of the fig tree may seem initially unusual or even severe to us,
尽管刚开始主咒诅无花果树这件事情看起来匪夷所思，让人难以理解。
And we come to see that it actually shows the holiness of our Lord and His loving desire for His people to bear true spiritual fruit.
但是从属灵的含义上，我们看到主是何等希望神的儿女能够结出生命的果子。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord that He is able to take those who are once spiritually barren and make them fruitful by His grace.
感谢主，借着他的恩典，就是那些不能结果子的，主也能够让他满结果子。
Left to ourselves, we could produce nothing pleasing to God.
从我们的自己产不出任何能让主喜悦的东西。
But through Christ, He gives us new life, transforms our hearts, and causes us to bear fruit for His glory.
但是借着主，借着他所赐给我们的那个新的生命，我们能够结出他所喜悦的果子。
And so as we conclude, I would like us to read the words of our Lord as an exhortation in John chapter 15.
作为结束，我们来读约翰福音的第十五章。
It's John 15, verse 16.
约翰福音第十五章的第十六节。
He says, You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子。叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们到主前有一些祷告。
Father, you are deserving of all of our worship.
主，你配得我们所有的颂赞。
Thank you for this immeasurable grace and mercy you have shown us.
感谢你所向你向我们所存的恩典和怜悯。
Thank you that you desire a church that would bear much fruit.
感谢你，你渴望你的教会结出果子。
Father, teach us to abide in your Son continually.
父教导我们持续地住在主的里面。
Teach us to pray with full confidence, knowing who you are.
教导我们依靠你的所事来祷告。
And give us grace to forgive others as you have forgiven us.
让我们有饶恕人的心，就好像你全然的饶恕了我们。
We thank you so much, Father.
主，父，我们是如此的感谢你。
To you be all the glory.
愿你得着所有的荣耀。
We pray this in your Son's most holy and precious name.
祷告是奉你爱子圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.